In our gospel today, in Luke chapter 17, verse 10, 5 to 10, we hear the apostle saying to Jesus, increase our faith. Increase our faith. You see, sometimes we have more faith on ourselves, our efforts, our resources, rather than God. You know, the saying is sometimes true to many of us. We are men and women of little faith. Little faith. What is faith? You see, faith is not just, you know, professing, proclaiming, and talking about faith. Faith is a deep personal relationship. It's a deep personal relationship with someone greater than us. Someone whom we love and someone whom we acknowledge who loves us. That is faith. In the first reading in the book of the prophet Habakkuk, chapter 2, verse 4, it says, the just ones, because they have faith, shall live. The just ones, because they have faith, shall live. All of you know and have heard about Thomas Jefferson. Not Thomas Jefferson, but Thomas Edison. Thomas Edison is the inventor of light bulb. Light bulb. Yes. I was protecting it that I will not break it in my pocket. But do you know that it took 12,000 times before Thomas Edison was able to invent the light bulb? In one of those times when he made a light bulb, he gave it to one of his young assistants. And the assistant was holding it in his hands and was going to the place where he would place it, and there's a socket for the light bulb. Just as he was about to put it, he dropped it and it broke. The whole team of Edison had to make another bulb for the next 24 hours. Next 24 hours. And then the following day, when he had the bulb, he called the young assistant, the same assistant who dropped the bulb, and gave the bulb to the young assistant. That assistant was totally changed. For Edison, there is more at stake than just the light bulb for this person. You see, every time we fail, every time we think we have failed, we break a bulb. And every time we break the bulb, God gives us a new bulb. Not to break. Okay? Not to break. But to give light. To give light. That's faith. Faith is relationship. God wants us to have a relationship with Him. And the only way for that relationship to work, and the only way for our light bulbs to have light, is to continue that relationship. Nourish that relationship. Develop that relationship. That is faith. Second point. You will know that you have embarked in a journey of faith Once you start seeking God, once you start listening to God, once you start fully trusting and relying on God alone, get your wallets. Get out your wallets. Bring out your wallets. I'm asking you to bring out your wallets, please. Inside your wallets, if you have a bill, bring it out. Especially the $1 bill. What do you find there? It says, in God we trust. In God we trust. Whew. Sometimes the dollar is better than us because the dollar is always professing, in God we trust. But do we trust God? Many of us trust the mighty dollar than God. And that's true. We trust the mighty dollar than God. But God is more powerful than the mighty dollar. In the second reading, the second letter of Paul to Timothy, chapter 1, verse 13, Paul was saying to Timothy, take as norm the sound words that you have heard from me. Take as norm, as standard, the sound words that you have heard from me in faith and love in Jesus Christ. Increase our faith, the gospel says. But how do we increase our faith? Paul is telling and reminding Timothy, this is how you do it. You take as norm all the sound words that you have heard from me in faith and love of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. This is how I explain it. There is a book written by Bruce Larson. The title of the book is The Edge of Adventure. The Edge of Adventure. In that book, it tells of a water pump in the midst of the desert. And attached to the handle of the water pump, a manual water pump, is a baking soda container with a note. And the note says, I just replaced the leather sucker washer of this pump. And it will be good for many years. For many years. Behind the pump, there is a big stone. Inside the stone, there is a water bottle full of water. Get it? Don't drink the water. Don't drink the water. I want you to use 1/4 of the water and prime, soak the leather sucker washer. Soak it with that 1/4 of water. Allow it to soak. Allow it to soften. And then, after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, use the water, the remaining water, to prime the pump. Use it to prime the pump. And pump crazy as you can. And I guarantee you, water will come out. Have faith. This water pump has never run out of water. All you have to do is follow the instructions. After you have made your fill, please put water again inside the bottle and hide it behind the stone for the next person who is coming. What is faith? faith also, brothers and sisters, is following the instructions of God. Following the instructions of God. Paul defined it for us. Take as norm all the sound words that you have heard from me, that I have told you, in faith and love of Jesus Christ. All you have to do is to follow God's word. All we have to do is to follow God's instruction. If you drink the water because you're thirsty, your thirst will not last in the desert, and you will not be able to bring water out from the pump. Use it first to prime the pump and bring water to quench your thirst. Sometimes what happens to us is we want to make shortcuts. We don't want to follow instructions. We just wanted to do it our way. Learn from this story. It was signed by Desert Pete. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to go back to this bulb. Faith is like a bulb. The bulb will only light if we remain in a relationship with God. And the bulb will light if you follow the instructions how to use it, how to install it. Lord, help us to increase our faith. Help us to have faith like a mustard seed.